For his music choices.
He stumbled on an issue that I did not think would generate this much passion and discussion.
It's time for Jake's questionable song of the day on Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Riding in the storm out, waiting for the thaw out, on a full moon night in the Rocky Mountain winter. Watching for the snow. I've been thinking lately of what I'm missing in the city.
Song of the day, Riding the Storm Out, like Sip was at the Husqvarna office yesterday. REO Speedwagon, 464-5685. One is bad, 10 is good. Tex Ray and the Sauter Heyman Jewelers, Song of the Day. From 1973, Song of the Day, Riding the Storm Out, REO Speedwagon, 464-5685, 1 is bad, 10 is good, texture rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers, Song of the Day.
I need Breakers help here. Breakers, 402-464-5685. Jake botched this again. Bill would have jumped on this. That's not the version. I don't know what the hell
that's
version.
That's REO Speedwagon. It's from YouTube.
That's not the one on their album.
I know.
You've done this twice. This is the second time you've done it, by the way.
Tell that to the
Breakers YouTube. Weigh in. That's not the song that gets on the radio. You know that, right?
Sound like it to me.
No, it's not.
Sounded like it. No, sounded identical, actually.
No.
Could have been more like it to try.
Connor's agreeing with me. Connor, you are agreeing.
I think your ears are telling you a
different
thing.
Connor, what are you saying? You agree with me? Yes. Jake, Breakers, weigh in. I don't know what version that
Nobody
is.
Nobody is saying that so far.
I don't know what version you're playing, but it's not the right version. This is the second time this has happened.
I did it for a storm before.
I know. What? Now, anybody weighing in?
Not nothing yet.
Breakers.
The score is so far.
Bill would have jumped on this. That's what I'm kind of doing it in honor of Bill. He'd be like, what is that?
Sounded pretty
like
good
the
to me.
Studio
version.
I don't know what that
me.
Was. Like the rough version.
Sounded like radio to me.
Anywho, I nonplussed by that.
What? Okay, imagine that was the normal version. The non-studio version.
I can't
version.
Imagine it.
You like REO Speedwagon.
I'm not big on that
That's
song.
That's 1973,
never
Sip. That's Better Times.
I've never been big on that song.
What about the theme? You were sitting in the building at Husker Online, typing on the desktop, Riding the Storm Out.
Not the original. Okay, so Mike does weigh in. Mike from Wahoo, our friend.
Husker Mike.
Not the original track. Sounds like a cover band.
That wasn't a cover band. That was definitely REO.
I'm not sure about that.
Unbelievable.
I'm not sure about that. And I would not even give. I would not give the real Riding the Storm Out song a high grade. I'm certainly not going to give the fake one a high grade. Okay, so I'm in the fours.
Oh, for crying out loud!
Crying out loud, 4.62, which is generous.
I think Bill would be a 5.3, maybe.
Maybe he
because it's Better Times.
He would jump you for playing the
wrong version.
Yes.
Well, listen, blame YouTube for that one. Connor, please guess the score.
5.1.
Not a lot of seasoning on that one, he says.
No, that's a good way to put it. That is bland.
Let's see what the textures have to say before we get to Bill's thrills.
Brad weighs in that. Brad weighs
what
in.
What Brad's saying?
On. I can't tell. Anyway, keep going.
Okay, Rod in Lincoln says, great tune, 8.5. I'm going to look at you every time a good score comes in. Brett and Bertrand, 6.5. Sandmaster, 7.8. Scooter, B-Ross, 7.45. Rick from Wahoo, 7. Nomad Brad, 7.8. Classic.
Wow.
Caleb and Lee, 5.4. Houston, 5.1.
Okay.
Solid, 9.2 from unnamed Texter. Philip from Miller, 9.3. Mike and Dalton, 8.6.
Wow.
Ryan in California, 7.8. Vernon Dakin, 5.6.
Any commentary on that? The fact that that's not the original
I'm scrolling
track.
Up still. Vern says a better version would have got a higher number.
Thank
sure.
you, Vern. Yeah, what was that version? I don't know.
Doug in Idaho, 9.3.
I'm not convinced that's Kevin Cronin.
Dirty J and Friend, 8.2. A lot of staring at you for these scores.
Mm-hmm.
High T from Stan and Bennett, 8.2. High T in that song.
Okay, High T.
Rubber Duck from LinkedIn, 5.3. Shemaya, 8.7. A banger, Shemaya says, with the putter that Laura now has.
Yeah.
Husker Rick, 8.5. Noticing a trend here?
Yeah.
Good scores, unlike your four crappy...
6.5. 4.62.
T-Bone in Roca says 9.5.
Come on.
Sandy, underrated song and very fitting, 7.9. See,
Sandy.
These people just get it.
That's not Sanders' son.
No, that's Sandy. Scooter in Roca, awesome, 10. A 10 from Scooter. Husker Mike, 9, who just texted you, by the way, 9 from him. Box Neighbor, 7.5. Gavin and Pender, 7.5. Sip is right, says somebody. Coach Libby says, I butchered that version. I agree with Sip on that one.
Kevin sang it, Kevin.
Kevin Cronin.
Sang it in a re-release in 1997 live version.
Big Bird says, 100% agree with Sip about the wrong version. Someone says the wrong version for sure. That's the bad version.
What is that version?
Tell Sip to calm down in the song.
I'm not calming. I'm not even upset. I'm just saying you played the wrong version.
Millard Mike says, Sip's right. However, it is still excellent. It's Millard Mike in Colorado.
Thank you, Millard Mike.
Not the right version. Anyone could hear that from someplace. Love the song. Sounded weird. Kevin Cronin did the remake. That is not the normal version.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless them. God bless those breakers.
Jennifer and Hubby. Jake, fantastic. 9.3 from Jennifer, 8.3 from Hubby, and a wow on a song you gave a 4.62.
Jennifer and Hubby, hold on. Come on, that's not the original version.
John says it's the original version. John in Des Moines.
Okay, it's the original version, but it's not the good version.
Okay, well, it's the original,
It's
though.
Not the good one.
Well, we like the OG here.
Oh, my God. Mike Murphy is the lead singer on this one. It's not even Cronin.
Well, it's the original. That's the original one.
There should be some sort of suspension. Punishment.
I'm suspended for song of the day. Okay.
Mike Murphy is the lead singer on that song. That's the second time you've
done
it.
Going to YouTube real quick.
That's the second time you've done this.
Wishing Was Fishing, Chris, 8.95. Bolt, 9.64. Your Captain Cody, 9. Genghis, 8.8. Better Times. All these shots I'm taking over here. Scores are excellent over here.
I'm not sure they're shots. I'm just pointing out that I wouldn't regard them as shots.
Nate in Des Moines, 8.1. Nebraska Knoll, 7.6. Conservative Husker, 8.2. Troy, 8.2. Rashawn in Miami. Not Wilkes-Barre. He's in Miami right now. 7.9.
Well, they're kind.
Song of the day was, I guess, an off version of Riding the Storm out by REO Speedwagon. Riding the Storm out.
Mike Murphy on lead.
This could be my Bugaboo Tuesdays, these ratings right now, your criticism of the song. But I have something else, though.
All right.
Are you ready for Bill's Thrills?
I am.
Bill's gone today, so today it's Jake's Takes on a Bugaboo Tuesday. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Okay. Yeah,
is it going to be a bonanza? Right?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach, but to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
As always, Bill's Thrills sponsored by our friends at Diner Contracting.
Randy!
The king of remodels for your kitchen, bathroom, whole house, and more. Give Randy a call or text at 402-417-5204. Your favorite day of the week is Bugaboo Tuesday. Now, Bill is not here. I have a Bugaboo. Before I begin, I want to make it... I know this is first
world problems.
Okay, I don't expect pity at all. But that's why it's a bugaboo for me.
Okay. You're trying.
It's first world problems.
Okay.
Here's the headline.
Oh, wow, you got a headline.
Potential Glee is killed by the tree.
Okay, I'm.
I have never met my neighbors behind us. I have no problem with them. They're probably wonderful people.
And you've never met them.
This is not any sort of attack at them or anything, but it is something on their property I am attacking here. As you know, I have a pool, an above ground pool, which it is May 19th. It's been open since the 5th. I have not got in the pool yet. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. You've got weight loss goals, but hitting them is another story. Enter Weight Loss by Hims. It's designed to support you in losing the weight and keeping it off. And Hims now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. Through Hims, everything happens online. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary, and it doesn't stop there. Hims makes hitting your goals seamless by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and an in-app lifestyle and nutrition support like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Ready to reach your goals? Visit hims.com/earlybreak to get a personalized, affordable plan that gets you. That's hims.com/earlybreak. hims.com/earlybreak. Weight loss by Hims is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit hims.com. You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you might not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. Pop over to progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with discounts that are easy to come by. In fact, 99% of their auto customers earn at least one discount. Visit progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary. Because of a particular problem.
What is the problem?
The river birch tree. There's three in the backyard of the neighbors who I'm sure are wonderful people. And actually, these are probably here before they even moved into the house. They probably didn't even plant these trees. This is probably pre them arriving in their house. Not an attack at them at all. But let me tell you about the river birch tree.
A river birch
tree. River birch tree. Drops millions upon billions upon trillions of seeds. Nonstop for weeks in May.
Oh.
On top of leaves that, of course, fall in the fall.
Okay.
What does that mean for me trying to keep the pool clean? Again, I understand first world problems.
Whoa.
Hear me out.
No, I got you.
This past weekend, I spent between Friday and Sunday at least combined 3 hours scooping out, and this is not a massive, this is not that big of a pool. It's I don't even know how to, it's not that big of a pool.
Okay.
But I spent, I would go in for an hour and you wouldn't even know I did anything because it's, these seeds just are never ending. I get the net. If you see my property in the backyard, it's half grass and half birch seeds on piles because I don't have the patience to go walk it to a trash can up front or bring a trash can up back or put it in the middle of the fences. It's just, there's birch seeds everywhere. Piles of them the pool.
How do you know that the river birch tree?
Elizabeth is very good at trees. She's the one has detected these are river birch trees.
River birch trees.
And they just drop, again, every day, millions of seeds.
This is amazing.
Millions.
It is. Okay.
And I'm trying to get this pool to be accessible. You could still get in the pool, but who wants to have a bunch of seeds by you? It's like, this is disgusting. And that's on me. If you came to the pool, you wouldn't say that tree. You would say you're not doing a good enough job cleaning out this pool. When I, in fact, have been out there for hours and hours and hours cleaning out the pool. We have a vacuum cleaner going in the pool. Doesn't matter. The seeds are nonstop.
Wow. Wow. Will they subside in June?
I believe so. Either later this month or in June, they'll subside. But holy crap. It is mind-boggling.
Okay, so you don't go in the pool?
No, I haven't gone in the pool yet.
So how do you get the seeds?
Well,
out?
Again, the pool's not that big. I can take a net and I can walk around the pool and scoop it out.
A net works.
Yeah, the net gets the seeds out. They do, thankfully, for the most part, stay on top of the water. They don't go to the bottom.
Oh, okay.
Now some
they don't
do.
Go through the netting.
No, thankfully they don't do that. But it doesn't matter. I mean, I could get every scoop I take has millions of seeds in it. It feels like, and then it does nothing. It just the water moves, and here comes trillions more seeds.
Wow.
If you came over to my house, you'd say, there's that many. Yeah, look at this. They're down on the deck. They're on the hot tub. I mean, they're down on the patio down below. They're everywhere.
This pool was there when you bought the house.
That's great. Yeah, we did not put this in.
In air to buy a pool for that house because of the river birch tree.
But think about that. That's why it's a bugaboo. But why should a tree in a neighbor's yard prevent me from living my best life? And once again, I expect no pity. I know this is first world problems. I'm just telling you the situation, why it's a bugaboo to me. I spent hours on this, and it's done nothing.
The trees were there first.
Now, it's true. They were. And trees are important to this world. We need trees. I'm not vouching for cutting down the tree. I don't know what to do.
I don't either.
I don't want to cut down. I was watching the tree
in
the
storm. You can't cut their trees down. Don't do that.
On Saturday night, I was watching the storm. I go, this is getting crazy.
Do not go out there and cut those trees down.
I'm not doing that.
That'll be a problem. You'll be arrested.
I want you to know, imagine me having spent, let's say Friday, I was out there for an hour and a half.
Okay, that's a lot.
And then I look at the pool on Saturday morning when I wake up.
Seeds.
And it's like you did nothing.
Oh,
it's just covered in seeds once again.
Okay, I feel your pain here. I do. I'm not mocking you at all. This is a situation I didn't know about.
So this is, more than anything, it's not really an attack at the neighbors, or it's about the type of tree. River birch trees are evil. They're not nice trees.
I don't know why
they provide some shade, but all they do is cause problems for your house. The gutters are probably full of seeds also.
Okay.
Haven't been on the house, have not been on the roof to check the gutters out.
Yeah.
All I know is that my yard is half grass and half river birch seeds.
What I think we're talking about is the river birch trees are just problematic for a period of time, not all year round. May is particularly bad, is what you're suggesting.
Yes. Now, I've got some response from the text line.
Yeah, I want to hear
and
it.
And again, if you're going to criticize me, it's fine. But a lot of support so far.
Mm-hmm. I'm supportive.
Big B says, knowing what you know, Jake, put a cover on it. Well, yeah, we have a cover.
A cover.
But guess what? The cover does not guarantee the seeds from not going into the pool when you take the cover off. It's not a simple process.
It's not?
Enclose your pool. Yeah, enclose your pool.
Enclose your
pool. Yeah, I have a tarp. The tarp is off. You don't put a tarp back on the pool once it's open in the pool season. Once it's open, you keep it open.
Okay.
From what I've been told, again, I'm still a new pool owner. I guess I don't know all the ins and outs, but talking to my pool people who run the pool, they don't put the tarp on until the season's over in October.
It seems like you could put a tarp on right now, until you're ready to use it.
I could put a version of it. But we're ready to use it, though. We're ready to hop in.
It's 65
I'm
degrees.
Not going in today, but it was 90 degrees on Sunday. Could have hopped in then. No, I was scooping out seeds for hours, and then hours again. Someone says, don't open the pool until the tree is done with seeds. Why?
Because.
I have to wait for the tree to be done losing its seeds to open my pool.
I almost would suggest that.
So because of where I live,
June 1.
I probably can't open the pool until June. We already have a short pool season as it is.
Pool opens June 5th. Pool opens. Is that the remedy?
Jake says we got a cover for ours from Amazon. It works really well. Stayed on all during the weather we just had. Okay, well, I'll look into that.
Yeah, I think that's the answer.
Bearded Ben says it's known as the it's a pruning tree. It creates messes. Self-pruning tree.
Self-pruning. Thank you, Bearded Ben.
Let's see.
I could use a donut, by the way.
Tim says,
have you
heard of a newfangled contraption called the pool cover? I just said we have a tarp, but I have to wait till the seeds are done and open this thing in June?
June 5th. That's the target date.
So the tree is preventing me from opening the pool at a desired time.
I mean, May's kind of early, right? The public pools aren't open.
Kip says, Jake, they're on the tennis courts as well, and the putting green. They're all over everywhere. These seeds are everywhere across the city.
I don't know about everywhere across the city. Missing Tooth, Greg, please weigh
Kevin
in.
Says, sounds like Sip has never seen nets used for cleaning pools. I'd be the same way as you, Jake, in that one. Joel, Wisconsin, hire a pool boy. No, I'm the pool boy. I'm my own pool boy. I don't need to hire a pool boy. I've had professionals help with the opening in these with the chemical situation, but now it's all on me and Elizabeth going forward.
It is on you.
Make a holodome. I'm not going to make a holodome. Doug, good idea.
Make a holodome.
Use a leaf blower. It's not going to work with leaves in the water. The seeds in the water. I don't think the leaf blower is going to work with the seeds in the water.
No.
Right?
No. Netting. Yeah, you're in a fix. But I think what I would do is open it in June.
Rubber ducks says those seeds are terrible. I hear Jake's paint. River birch trees, man. They are evil.
Trees. I'm not pushing back at all. I just think you have to do June.
Dan in Wichita says, we have a river birch tree that our deck is built around. Those seeds are always a problem. Having a pool close to such a tree would be a major hassle. Thank you, Dan in Wichita.
Dan's
you hear my
man.
Point.
Yep, Dan gets it.
Husker Mike, 100%, Jake. If you keep a tarp on the pool too long, then you could have algae in the water. There's a certain time frame.
Okay. Yeah, you're in a fix. What's Elizabeth say about
it? She hates the, oh, she's the one. She hates those seeds. She's like, that tree. I loves trees. Big tree fan. River birch tree, not so much.
Okay. River birch trees draw our ire on early break.
Bugaboo Tuesday. They are,
it's a good one.
It took 3 hours, and it's barely even you can notice I've done any work on the pool. Like, you would think, well, Jake, you came over and say, well, geez, do you care about this thing? Yeah, I do. Look at all the seeds in the ground. Oh, the piles. Those seeds came from me scooping them out, putting them right there.
What do you do with those piles?
I don't know. But what do I do? I'm going to have a bunch of pile of seeds in the backyard.
Missing Tooth Greg.
Don't know what to do.
Has weighed in.
Jay Kaser says, cut all the leaf trees. I can't. That's the neighbor's. I cannot cut the neighbor's tree down, Jake. There's a fence up, too. I'd have to hop the fence and cut the tree down. I would be in jail for something, right?
I wonder if that would land you in jail. If you just cut your neighbor's trees down.
Hop the fence on their property to cut down a tree.
My guess is yes.
It's probably jail time. I'm not sure what the offense is. Is that?
I don't.
Not breaking and entering. What would that be? I have no idea.
I don't know what the legal term was.
Your headline again was this. Potential glee is killed by the tree. Talking about you, river birch tree. You're evil.
The potential glee being you.
In the pool. Enjoying the pool. That is Jake's Takes in place of Bill's Thrills today.
That was
sponsored by Diamond
Contract. Handled that extremely well.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hour two is next. We've got an article that Connor found that Sip is just going to love about anonymous quotes. We'll hear about that next in early break on the ticket.